Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about, well, the Great Commission of Jesus to go and make disciples, and kind of breaking down that passage in Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Looking at what each of those elements mean, how God wants us to apply them to our life, and how we live, knowing that we have a work to do that represents Jesus. And so this morning we're going to talk about as you go. And obviously it's there within the Great Commission in Matthew 28, but also in Matthew 10, verse 7. Jesus says, as you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. We talked this past Sunday in the message about Jesus sending out the 70 and telling them to preach, to proclaim, to declare the kingdom of God is near. And we looked at the idea that this was something they were supposed to do as they went and wherever they went. And as you read this, the instructions of Jesus, it almost feels like there's a different message, because he makes a distinction between those towns and villages, the people that would welcome them and the people that would not. And they were to stay where they were welcomed, but they were to keep moving in places where they weren't welcome. But if you look at the entire set of instructions, it didn't matter whether they were welcomed or not. The same message was supposed to be declared. To those that welcomed them, they were supposed to tell them that the kingdom of heaven was near. To those that did not welcome them, they were supposed to, you know, wipe the dust off their sandals, but they were also supposed to tell them that the kingdom of heaven was near. And I think one of the difficulties is it's much easier to tell people that want to hear than to tell people that don't really care. And God's plan, God's command, his instruction for us is that as we go, we proclaim not just with our words, but with our life and our words, that God's kingdom is near. And we do that because we recognize that his kingdom is not a kingdom of earth. It's not a kingdom of political boundaries. It's not a kingdom of warrior conquest. It's a kingdom of spirit. It's a kingdom of love and mercy. It's a kingdom of righteousness. It's a kingdom that exists not just in the future, but it's a kingdom that Jesus ushered in through his death, burial, and resurrection. That his spirit dwells within us, that we live as kingdom citizens even as we walk this earth. And so when we do that, the kingdom of heaven is indeed near, because, well, we're its citizens. And God's command, he says, to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And when we consider what that looks like and we unwrap that package, we discover that this is an ongoing work. It's not just pick a spot and go, but it's wherever you go and everywhere you go. Preach the gospel. Share the good news of Jesus. It's an as you go. Along the way. And it's not simply, as I said, a matter of picking a spot and going to a foreign country necessarily. That may be it. God definitely has called many people in Scripture, many people in history, many people in modern times to go to foreign countries and places that need to hear about Jesus. But even that responsibility is not simply destination-based. Even their responsibility is as they go, as they travel, as they go about life, to share the good news. We kind of expect it from them. We typically call them missionaries, and we anticipate that that's what their life is about. But what about you? What about me? I know, I'm a preacher of the gospel. That's kind of my job. But from God's perspective, even when that wasn't my job, occupationally, it was my job scripturally. As you go to work, as you go to school, as you go to the store, as you go to the golf course, as you go to the bowling alley, as you go on vacation, as you go, declare the kingdom of God is near. You see, when we begin to take God's word in a literal manner and we begin to put it into practice on a daily basis, it changes not only how we view ourselves, but it changes how we view others. And we find ourselves doing things that, well, our flesh would say, I really don't want to do that. But it's a way of sharing and declaring the good news. And so we choose to be obedient. We choose to do what God's Spirit convicts us to do, what His Word teaches us to do, what we learn from one another who are living out that life filled with God's Spirit. You see, this as you go is an all-inclusive as you go. It's not simply as you go, except for here or except for there. Don't worry about work. It's not important. Don't worry about recreation. It's not important. God doesn't say that. He says people are important. Their souls, their eternal destination rest on God's people sharing the good news, proclaiming the nearness of God's kingdom. We read and we find in Scripture that people would get the idea that this kingdom of God is some far-off thing that's unattainable, it's unreachable, it's not for them. And Jesus comes along and represents that kingdom in such a way that the crowds were enthralled with His message. They were enthralled with the nearness of God through Jesus. Something they had not experienced. And so many times we find in life that even before we say a word, we have opportunity to help people experience the nearness of God as the Spirit of Christ lives within us. Oh, we don't always do it well. We don't always do it accurately. But our desire ought to be to reflect Jesus more and more accurately and more clearly every day that we live. And so then when our words talk about God's kingdom, when our words talk about the good news of Jesus, they make more sense because people have noticed it. They've experienced that nearness of God. You see, as you go, I don't know where you'll go today. I'm not even sure where I'll go today. But as you go, declare this, the kingdom of God is near. And God's kingdom is such that there's a place for all who would come to Him, for all who repent, who turn, who change, who decide that living by the flesh and our sinful desires is not going to make it. We turn to Jesus as Lord, as Savior. Saves us from our sins, but He's in charge. We're immersed into Christ. We're buried with Christ in baptism so that our sins are washed away and we receive His Spirit. And we walk that new life. And as we go, we proclaim in every way imaginable that the kingdom of heaven is indeed near. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself and has given us this Spirit, your Spirit, that allows us to declare the kingdom of heaven everywhere we go. To declare it with our life, to declare it with our actions, to declare it with our words. To declare it with our compassion, our mercy, our love, our forgiveness. To declare it with our correction and instruction and rebuke. To allow your Spirit to lead in such a way that you indeed are lifted up. And Father, today as we go about life, wherever that is, may we be mindful of as we go that we're sharing Jesus. May we make the most of those opportunities as your word tells us to, because the days that we live in are indeed evil. So may we learn to grow in that consistency that represents the kingdom of heaven well. To live in that consistency that allows the Spirit of Christ within us to be seen. To live in that consistency everywhere we go. So that people notice that the kingdom of heaven is indeed near, because they've seen it, they've felt it, they've heard it from us and in us and through us. Father, as we live as those who are kingdom citizens, may we continually lift up Jesus everywhere we go, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.